Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, 100, spit it out your mouth.
Man, welcome to the subway.
Yeah.
This ain't cracking like it, man. So, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/cable100radio. Again, I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Thanks for tuning in to the Shizzle. All right, another episode of the Subway the Underground Ride Out. You know what it is, man. We break any music over here. That's not a question. It's not a doubt. It's not a fucking debate. We do. So, welcome, everybody. We had a short week last week. You know what I'm saying? We only did two broadcasts because we had a little holidays and stuff like that. And, you know, just other stuff going on. We went to the salute to DJs and all that kind of good stuff anyway. Anyway, big resume. We're back for another full week. Tonight, we're going to go ahead and set things off with the Subway. And I'm going to do a little bit of talking. I openly said, you know, that I would entertain any and all calls about the Ricky Rosé situation tonight. So normally on the Subway, how it goes down is we pretty much play all music, and if we have a online interview, like an artist interview, you know, someone who's scheduled an interview, that costs a little bit. It's really cheap. It's only like $25. But anyway, if we have a ready interview, you know, we're going to do, we'll take 15 minutes out, and we'll do that, and we'll get back into the music. But tonight, I said anybody who calls into the show tonight on the phone lines that wants to talk about the Rick Ross situation, I said I was going to open up the phone lines, and we can discuss it real quick and real brief. You know, this Subway is all about breaking the music and, you know what I'm saying, riding out to the music and everything and getting as many artists played as I possibly can into each broadcast. So the listeners out there, people listening to the live stream and the podcast and the iTunes, they can hear the music. That's the whole point of doing the Subway, is to play music, all right? So we know that about the Subway. That's why I made this whole segment about the music only instead of just playing a little music here and there in between the talk segments. But tonight, though, I'm going to play a lot of music. We can get to it. But if you want to holler at me about this Ricky Rosé situation, I'm taking all calls. All right? 347-934-0966. Make sure you press the number 1 on your keypad, though, if you want to holler at me. It'll say you're now in the host queue. Just press the number 1 on your keypad if you're on the phone. You got to press the number 1 in order for me to let me know you want to holler at me about the Rick Ross situation. Again, the number's 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. Make sure you press the number 1 on the keypad if you're going to hit me up, if you want to holler at me about Rosé, because I just basically posted about it earlier today, and we're going to get to the music, all right? But, again, press the number 1, because I see a couple people on the phone lines now, so if you want to talk to me, you want to give your opinion about it, go ahead and press the number 1, and I'll come to your phone lines. But anyway, I said, at first I was joking about it. When I seen somebody shot at his car, then he didn't get hit, nothing happened, he ran off the road, and he was unscathed. Okay, you know me, you know how I am, all right? They bust at the boss. He's had a lot of shit going on. There's a lot of shit going on in Rosé lately. They busted at the boss. He didn't have a chopper in the car. Guess he's a star. After all. I love that song, Wayne. I even did a remix to it. I love that John. I mean, that John joint. I did a remix to it. It was so ill to me. But anyway. So he got shot at. He didn't get hit. And so, you know, I said, oh, they shot at the boss. Assassination attempt. My apologies to Robert Smith, who corrected me to say that was not an assassination tip. Assassination attempt. Somebody just shot at that nigga. Hey, that was a boss, man. He was an assassination attempt. He's at the top of the game. Love it or hate it. The point is this. They didn't hit him. Whatever. But all of a sudden, the crazy shit happened to me. I'm looking at my Facebook wall. All of a sudden, I'm seeing motherfuckers act like they mad the dude didn't get killed. They're mad because this guy didn't get his fucking chest opened up. And I'm thinking to myself, whoa. Are y'all tripping? Am I tripping? Am I reading it? Am I seeing a slew of motherfuckers literally upset that this man didn't get killed? And I'm thinking to myself, what in the hell is wrong? I mean, I know the world is fucked up, but I mean, seriously, dog. If you really sitting around and you really just wanted that guy to get shot, even and we're going to get into the fact that everybody's saying it was staged. I'm going to talk about all that in a minute. If you think it was staged, we'll get to that. We'll ask you that. If you think it was the gangster disciples, if you think it was Jeezy, who's been known to put a hit out on the motherfucker. What up, Gucci Mane? You remember that whole incident? Anyway, I mean, Rick Ross did just choke Jeezy. So he said he tried to choke Jeezy. I mean, the last guy Jeezy was beefing with, he sent people to kill him. We know this for a fact. It didn't work out. It didn't work out for the guy. But, you know, so it's people forget about that. And we got the gangster disciples things. We got the fact that this is a rich-ass millionaire nigga in fucking Miami. Have you ever been to Miami? I've been to Miami. I'm from Florida, by the way, in case you didn't know. What's up? I've been to Miami a whole bunch of times. And it's a lot of parts of Miami that you just don't want to be the rich nigga at a particular moment. When that other nigga got the chopper and he doing bad. So let's just say that it's real before we get into the damn was it staged debate. You know what I mean? Let's just assume that, yeah, somebody really tried to murder this guy or at least harm him, scare him, whatever you want to say. I don't really give a shit what you come up with. Who was it? Whatever. But I just want to address anybody who was secretly wishing that he got hit, and that's on that. That's what he get for talking about some shit he ain't live shit. Let me stop the music. So you niggas, you motherfuckers get on my nerves. You niggas, you know, I don't understand. Back to the music. Look at my music back. I just had to stop it to make sure you clearly heard them taking shots at you particularly, motherfucker, if you said that. Okay? Now, I don't want to see nobody get killed either, so these are just fictional gunshots from a soundboard. Although I stay strapped. That's not the point. Point is this, all right? This is the point. I don't understand the mind frame of a black person who wants to see another black person get murdered that they don't even know, that hasn't done anything to them, their mama, their kids, their grandmama. This nigga don't owe you no money. He don't owe you shit. To say that he deserved to get his fucking car shot at with an AK-47 merely because of something that you heard about in a song. Because let's keep shit 100. It's what we do around here. If you don't like him or if you got some kind of issue with Ross, first of all, let me stop in your tracks because I know it ain't about the music. Let me stop that. Let me say that shit again. I know it ain't about the music. Because whatever the fuck you think about Rick Ross, to deny that he makes phenomenal music, you can kiss my motherfucking ass. Period. Get your favorite rapper and then put up his CDs against the last couple of Rick Ross albums that came out musically. Now, I don't care about what you believe. I don't care about if you think he's a correction officer. I don't give a fuck about that. Which one fucking sound better? Back to the music. Okay, now, that's just my personal opinion. It's only a couple of artists that actually make good music today, and he happens to be one of them. Period, motherfucker. Period. Whether you believe what he's saying, whether he's selling a dream, whether he really ain't about that life, I didn't fucking ask you what kind of street nigga he was. I asked you what the fuck the song sound like, nigga. And we gonna go with this shit is hot. Now, just for the purpose of K100 tonight, I don't really give a shit if you don't agree, but I'm gonna let you speak your piece. But that's just my personal opinion on him as an artist, not a man. as an artist. It's the reason why when 50 Cent came at his head, he really couldn't kill him because he came right back with a fucking five mic phenomenal fucking album right behind it. That's why he didn't fall off. Because as much as you wanted to believe all that shit, and as much as you believed all that shit, when them songs came on in the club, your ass was dancing, bitches was dropping it, niggas were riding around playing it. End of the day. End of the story. Bye-bye 50. Rosé sells 5 mil. Now, that's how that went. That's how that whole shit panned out in the short condensed version. Anyway, so, but I don't understand these people who are happy about this other black man, about yet another rapper possibly being murdered over lyrics. Lyrics. Now, the Gangsta Disciple thing, if that's what it's about, then it's beyond lyrics. It's some money was promised and wasn't paid. People die over money all the time. Let's just assume we don't want to start spreading rumors. Let's just assume Jeezy wanted to get him killed. Okay, well, he tried to choke him. But to 90% of the people who was secretly wanting him to get shot, and like that's what he gets, and blah blah blah. You don't even know the truth behind any of those two situations. So really, what you're going on is just you feel like he's a fraud or some shit like that. It's like you just mad because you feel like he's not really about that life. He ain't about that life, so that's what he get for rapping about that shit. So he deserves to get his fucking car shot up because he was rapping about some shit he ain't live. Really? He deserves to get shot with an AK-47 because he made up a rap. Well, let's just go kill every rapper that made a shit in their raps. Oh, my bad. We wouldn't have no fucking rap then, would we? Would we? Would we? But let's go ahead and get into the music. That's the number to dial to the show. I encourage you to hit it. If you're on the phone, press the number one. I got 11 people on the phone, and you know they was on the phone lines when I started to show up. I don't know if they just listening to me rant or not. Make sure you press number one. I won't come to your line because this is the subway, so it's all about the music. You know what I mean? We should play. You know what I'm saying? So, you know it is the music, so I'm going to start playing the music, and then when you guys call into the show, you feel me? You guys press the number, and I'll come to you after that song. We'll take a couple calls, and we'll get back into the music. That's how we do it. But I did put out there, if you want to talk about the Rosé situation, do you think he did it? Who you think did it? Do you think it's staged? I talk about that. When the person who asked me, do they think it was staged? Do you think he made that up? Like he set the whole thing to boost up his street credibility? Before you say that, just consider, I'm about to play his first song, consider how horribly that could backfire on him if that ever got out he did that. If it ever got out that he already had a reputation for being fake or, you know, talking about shit he ain't about, he never did, correct all this shit. Imagine if that got out, how in jeopardy his career would be. The last time I checked, that nigga looked like he eating good and he looked. Ladies first tonight, ladies. 347-934-0966 www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. You're not rocking with us, Miss Girl Tavoria. I seen her out and about looking fly. She be on the grind. I mean, but I can't afford her. Because I don't need a new bill. Tavoria, bitch in the bitch. Welcome to the site.
Talking all that shit about it. She claiming that you got it. Go and get it, cause I won't. go-getter. I never ever trust no nigga. I never broke real bread with her. Attitude straight cash. So go figure.
Go figure.
I'm a bitch and a bill. 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 $200 meal. $300 dude. $400 shoes. This nigga what do?
They pay me like you pay your rent. 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 They pay me like you pay your rent.
That's the reason why I'm singing this song, cause I'm a
bitch and a bill. I'm a bitch and a bill. I'm a bitch and a bill. I'm a bitch and a bill. $200 meal. $300 dude. $400 shoes. Nigga, what it do?
They pay me like you pay your rent. 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 They pay me like you pay your rent.
We got
got people calling in on the lines, man. 347-930-0966. That's them to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. www.blogtalkradio.com. Welcome to another episode of The Subway. We just played the homegirl to with Bitch and the Bill. The homie Miko with Take It Low. Two hot records. I really like both of those records and both of those artists. I see them everywhere they go off. I got somebody to say they want to holler at me, so I'm going to go ahead and go to the phone lines real quick and see. Like again tonight, I said tonight, I'm going to take off, especially if you want to give me your truth about the Rick Ross situation. 347-934-0966. What do you think? Everybody, now people are saying it's stay. My homie Lock Dog on the phone lines. What's happening, homie?
You know what it is, man. I'm in the building, man. Fuck Rick Ross, nigga. I don't give a fuck about a Maybach.
So, okay. You like fuck Rick Ross. Before I get into the conversation, though, why don't you like him? You don't like his music?
Yeah, his music's all right. You know what I mean?
You just don't like him because you feel like he's fake or something?
Nah, you know, I'm GD. So you know what I'm saying? See, it's all great.
Okay, so let me ask you this. I'm glad I got you on the line. So let me ask you this. First of all, do you honestly, and I want to get you on the record, do you feel like you would have been, he deserves to get shot? He deserves to die?
No comment, man. You know what I mean? We can go to the next subject on that one, Bill. You know what I mean?
Okay. Do you think that it was staged?
I don't know what the fuck went on. You know what I mean? For real. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I don't know the fuck went on, you know what I mean? But shit, you know, hey, you know what I'm saying? Let's get back to the show, Mike.
Yeah. All right, so I'm a reserve your answer. Obviously, you don't want to answer the question. So I'm not going to ask you. But I am going to take a couple calls because tonight I told anybody that if they discuss the whole Rick Ross situation about him getting shot at, do they think he deserved it? Do they think, I personally don't think he deserves it no matter what he raps about or whatever on a song. That's a song, unless he actually harmed someone himself. Now, when you owe people money, of course, we know people get killed fucking daily over money. And I also said people forget that he had a little scuff, Jeezy, who's also tried to have someone murdered. So we don't even know who did it, why they did it. Plus, he was fucking riding around, and he's rich as fuck in Miami. Could have just been ran across the wrong jack, boy, scoping him out of this party. It's a gazillion reasons why he could have gotten shot at. But the whole point is, I said, go on the record and say, I still don't think that he, to my knowledge, and because no one else really knows him, I don't think, to my knowledge, he's done anything that I feel someone should shoot his fucking car up with. Even if he's a fake rapper, that's not enough. That's my opinion now. I don't know people going around saying, he had it coming. What the fuck you mean he had it coming? But then again, I don't know who did it or why. So that's why I'm saying it. Until I know who shot him, you know, I couldn't definitively answer that question. But that's my stance on it. Lock Dog is pleading the fifth on that via affiliation. So we're going to go ahead and take the next one. We'll get back into the show. Lock Dog is like, nah, fuck that. Hold up. All right, who is this? 803-210. K100 Radio.
Yeah, what up, brother?
What's going on? Who's this?
It's your boy Unique, man, aka Mr. Whipple Pit.
Oh, Unique, what's happening, homie? Shout out to you. What's going on? What are your thoughts about the situation?
Man, you know, I don't wish death upon nobody, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but just like this right here, you know, more money, more problems.
That is true. I guess, you know, they say that, and we've had a gazillion other examples of cats get money and get on, and all of a sudden their life falls to pieces or they get newfound. I will tell you that I know this is something that no one can convince me otherwise of because I've just seen it firsthand. I don't know about, yeah, more money, more problems, but more different kind of problems. But I will go with the mantra, more money, more enemies. And more money, more enemies who don't even fucking know you. You know what I'm saying? Like, people just don't like rich motherfuckers. And you know what I'm saying? Because there's so many motherfuckers who doing bad who ain't got it. People just don't like when a motherfucker get on and get rich. You know what I'm saying? Again, my music, I mean, my assessment of his music is he's selling music. You know what I'm saying? Whether I believe he's a real nigga or not, I tend to separate because of what I do, I tend to separate, is a nigga a real not when I get to referring his music. You feel me? Like, I know a lot of people who know Dad James. I mean, he really is a real humble. He's really a real nigga. He's straight up. That's, but I don't like the song. Now, I got a lot of people who say Rick Ross the fakest nigga ever, but I've heard a gazillion Rick Ross songs that sounded good. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to artists, real nigga, I try to peel it back. I have to be objective when I'm sitting here from K100 Internet Radio. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My personal feelings as an artist, as a connoisseur of hip-hop, I kind of give it to you and also from this perspective. So, from this perspective sitting here, I can't find a reason why a motherfucker, because of everything, why a motherfucker should have shot his fucking car up. And like somebody say, shit, he's about to put his hands on Jesus. Well, why Jesus going to go try to choke him back? Oh, that's not where we live at. Living when nigga choke you, then goddamn, you gonna fucking murder him. But I can understand that, because anybody can say motherfucker me either, nigga. I don't play that shit either, but that's just me, though. You know what I'm saying? But to the point, do you think it was staged? Let me ask you that question. I'll get back into the music. Do you think it was staged?
He
shot an AK-47, and there's not one bullet hole in his car. So that's making everybody say the shit is staged. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Especially got an AK-47, you know what I mean?
Huh?
Hey, I think it probably was staged.
You believe it was staged?
I believe so.
Think about what, but that would. People would say that. I'm like, dog, seriously, dog. This nigga is fighting his credibility his street credibility has been on the line for about like a good couple years now. And he's been fighting through it and he's getting by making great music and putting out other artists and getting his money, putting out Meek Mills. Putting out other artists, dropping all these compilations and shit, featuring on all these other songs, dropping, you know, he's doing it by keeping grinding and steady with the music, and that's keeping him afloat. Is, well, not even afloat, he's literally got one of the more successful labels in the game. So he's winning, even though his credibility as a street nigga has been under fire. But can you imagine what it would do to the whole empire if somebody found out he's staged getting shot at? You think that's a risk he would be willing to take?
Yeah, I wouldn't take that risk. You know
that
I mean?
Would be retarded to tell me. I don't. He fake, real, I don't know, but he doesn't seem to be a stupid motherfucker to me.
Yeah, what about that?
I don't think he's a dumb motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You know, I just don't. He doesn't come off. I don't know him personally, but he doesn't come off as a stupid motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And to me, that would be probably the dumbest shit he could probably do ever. And I just can't, it doesn't add up to me. It doesn't really comprehend me. But anyway, I'm back into the music. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. Again, you can listen to us live. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. We do Thursdays, 8. We're going to say 8 to 12 because sometimes I go from 8 to 10 or I may go from 9 to 11. So I'm just going to say Monday through Thursday, somewhere in between 8. Best I can do, man. It's best I can do, all right? Other than that, what's going on with your homie before I get into this next joint?
Man, grinding hard, man. I'm trying to break this single. And I really appreciate you doing what you're doing because it's really helping any artists like me out.
Absolutely, man. Well, I appreciate you guys rocking with me. Shouts out to everybody that's on the phone lines. A lot of y'all on the phone line just camping out. I asked y'all to call in to speak your damn piece, not to listen to me talk. Shouts out to everybody that called in, though. All right? Well, that's on the phone lines and that's listening and everybody tweeting me. All right. Back to the music. I'll keep playing music. You know how to subway ride back out with the artist. I'm gonna keep playing music until somebody hits the number one on the phone line or calls in and hits the number one and we'll come and see what they think. But anyway, you know what it is, man. You're not rocking with the best of them. Welcome to the subway.
Yeah. count that. I saw this bad chick when I backed in.
What up, though?
What's good? What's good, man?
What's happening? Who's this?
It's your boy Stingray, man. You know what I mean? In the building.
Stingray. What's happening, homie? What's good with you, man?
You know, calling to check in, man. You know, shout out to y'all, man, in the Subway Underground Ride Izzle.
That's what's up, man. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the homie, man. He's featured over there on the site, too. Him and the homie Locked Off. Both of those guys are over there, www.chainlessentertainment.com. That's C-H-A-I-N-L-E-S-S-C-H-A-I-N. Like a chain, but free. Chainless. Chainlessentertainment.com. Go check it out, man. Some of these artists that we hear from rotation, they over there listed over there at chainlessentertainment.com, and you can get connected with more of their music. You feel me? And the artists that call in, check in, you feel me, and they got some good music, and the people be feeling it, I always try to go over there whenever I get a chance to update the site. I'll be hella busy, but whenever I get a chance to. By the way, Lucy Ball, I got you Wednesday. We're doing some more work on the site Wednesday, Lucy Ball. I'm supposed to put Lucy Ball on there last fucking week, and I didn't. So I got her this week. Psychotic Daily Danes. I'm going to play her shit because I'm supposed to put that shit up. Fucking, I'm supposed to put her profile up. Like, really, it's been like 2 weeks, really, honestly. I haven't done anything since I added you and Locke and all the rest of that last bunch, man. That shit is complicated, though. You know what I mean? That shit don't take a minute.
I bet.
Do all
I know
that
it is, man.
And shit, man. That shit ain't easy.
I know it ain't, man.
I got you, though. Deadly Dame. Got you on deck. But anyway, shouts out. So anyway, let me, so I can get back into the music. Matter of fact, let me load that psychotic up because I ain't even played it in a minute. I played in a little bit. I just played the FMC. We'll play her later on. Anyway, so, Stingray, what do you think about the Rick Ross situation? What do you think about Ricky Rose getting popped at, man?
Well, I mean, I think, like, you know, to be honest with you, a lot of hip-hop is, you know what I'm saying, you know, it's really starting to get real. Because, I mean, like, what it is just that hip-hop is not about, you know what I'm saying, being a gangster. It never was. I told people a lot of times hip-hop didn't come a million-dollar business riding off the backs of thugs and gangsters. You know what I'm saying? You know, it that's not what made it a million-dollar business. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing wrong with people being whoever they want to be. But the only point that I'm trying to get at is just that when you constantly talk this kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying, you know, like this is what life is all about, then these are the kind of things, you know what I'm saying, we getting to that point, you know, where it's starting to come back. It's starting to really happen. You know what I'm saying? You starting to see the real reality that you ain't no gangster and you ain't out there doing those things. You know what I'm saying? You trying to be an artist. You know what I'm saying? You're not living the life of a gangster. You know what I'm saying? You know, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, this is what's happening, man. And rappers, you know what I'm saying, are starting to get caught up in that.
Okay. So you don't think it was fake? You think somebody really tried to pop house?
You know, I don't think nobody in their right mind going to stage a shooting. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty stupid. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, the thing about that is, you know, you could stage it. You could just get somebody to ride by and just shoot in the air. You feel me? And, you know, because you know, they're going to be looking for shell casings and shit like that and all that. But then again, you don't want to be, you know, I mean, you could feasibly do it and make it seem, you know what I'm saying? But, you could go to jail for that. Also, that's a crime, for staging a crime and all that kind of shit.
Yeah,
so,
why
go through that extreme? And for what? Everybody's like, just so he can sell more records, just so he can get his street credibility back and be like Pac and say niggas shot at him. I'm like, you know what I mean?
I don't believe that.
I don't know, man. I just don't.
I do think it's possible. I do think it's possible that, like, them GDs, you know what I'm saying, shout out to the, you know, my hometown, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, that gang stuff is real out, you know, at the crib. But, you know, it could have been a warning, you know what I'm saying? They might have shot at him, you know what I'm saying, letting them know, come up off that dough, like they said. Get up off that money before we hit them doughs for real. So that could have been what it is. Like, we could get you. You know what I'm saying? Like, just so we ain't going to shoot at the door just so we could warn you. You know what I'm saying? Come up off that money like they were saying. You know, whatever you're going to do.
The ultimate question I want to ask everybody is, do you feel like he deserves what's happening to him? Do you feel like he deserves people shooting at his car with an AK-47? Do you feel like that?
No, I don't think he deserves it. I don't think he necessarily deserves it. I just think it's, you know, catch that thing, you know what I'm saying, you know, that feel like they got the streets, you know what I'm saying, locked down. And, you know, I don't know, man, like, when you do certain things, you know, that ain't real, you know what I mean, then you kind of show that you don't really know, you know what I'm saying, you don't know as much to me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's what it seemed like. I mean, meaning that, no, all respect to Ross, man. Ross is talented. You know what I'm saying? Like, Ross, you know what I'm saying? So I got respect for his talent. But some of the moves that, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the hell you doing rhyming about Larry Hoover, nigga? You know what I'm saying? You ain't no Larry Hoover, nigga. I know about Larry Hoover. Keep that out your rhymes. You ain't got nothing to do with that. It's the trouble that you in. You know what I'm saying? You ain't no GD. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got nothing to do with Larry Hoover or Meech or none of them. You ain't got, you know what I'm saying? You're a rapper, dog. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, you know, if you're a real dude.
Well, see, the thing about it, let me interject. Let me interject. See, this is the thing about it, homie. Every time and you're right. Why rap about that? You feel me?
Yeah.
Why do it? But this is why I get so it do be personal. Okay, I can fuck it. I can go on record and say the shit do be irking the fuck out of me personally. On a personal, some personal shit, when motherfuckers separate the fuck shit in when it's like right now, like Molly for instance, like right now you can't get away from the word Molly. You feel me? Molly
right,
is a negative.
Right.
Molly is a drug. It's addictive. It fucks you up. It's really a bad for you. So there's a lot of shit. But like right now, in general, everybody's fucking hopping on the Molly bandwagon because it's what's popping. It's what's hot. See, this and this, I just went back and forth with a nigga on Twitter last night. I'm just going back and forth with this nigga from my Blizzom Twitter about this nigga, you know, because I said, you know, I don't like a lot of whack ass shit or whatever. And his whole thing,
right.
I said, it's a lot of whack tracks and shit. I like, I don't whack whatever. And he's a producer and he's going back and forth with me on Twitter about, I'm tripping. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I need to do what's hot. Whatever's hot is what's popping. Well, what Rick Ross is doing is what's hot. You know what I'm saying? I mean, niggas don't even pop mollies. Don't even know how to fucking cook up a molly or make that shit. But they making molly songs and talking about popping them because that's what's popping. That's what DJ's playing. That's what motherfuckers want to hear. It's just like a motherfucker who rap. I mean, this is not, what he's doing is nothing new. He's doing what's quote-unquote hot. He's rapping about the shit that niggas want to hear. You feel me? Or people want to hear. And it's like, but we feed into that. It's like we tell artists not to do that, but then we dance to the shit in the club.
That's what I mean. Okay, but that's what I mean. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's what I mean. It's really just understanding. A lot of these people is in the midst of what they doing, but they don't understand. You know what I'm saying? Like, only true hustlers could see the game from the outside. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know, most people, you know, they in the middle of it. You know what I mean? But they can't see the game. You feel me? And the only thing is, just like what I said a minute ago about hip hop did not become a $1 million business off the backs of this crap. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, or what's being spoke about. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? This so called keeping it real. You know, keeping it real in reality, a hood was getting your hustle on to get out the hood. That's what being hood was. Doing what you had to do to get out the hood. Not to stay up in there and go to jail back and forth like a fool. You know what I'm saying? But that's what the, you know what I'm saying, that's what the media has promoted. And see, it's like I said, people don't understand the science behind the power of the media. You know what I'm saying? They got things down to our numbers. Now, if you hear, I know you do, hear a certain commercial over 30 times about a Big Mac, all of a sudden you got a Big Mac in your hand. So they understand the science behind this stuff. You know what I mean? So you know, by promoting this, you know what I'm saying, by this getting all the promotion, that's what people singing, because it got a nice beat and it's getting promoted. So after a while, people's like, oh, pop the money, I'm sweating. Woo, because, you know what I'm saying, no disrespect to homie, but that's the power of the media and the same thing being heard over and over. No contrast being heard. Not everybody's down with that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just you know, it's like,
but everybody's see, this is my thing, and I went in today on people who said Rick Ross deserves to get shot at, and I'm like, what did he do to deserve to get fucking shot at? Even if he's the fakest rapper ever, you know what I'm saying? Did he deserve? You know, he could be rapping about Larry Hoover, or whatever, but since when did rapping about Larry Hoover deserve you getting shot with a fucking chopper? He didn't say fuck Larry Hoover. He said, I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover. He's basically talking about, I think I'm the boss of this shit, but he just used him as he used his name metaphorically fucking speaking
in
a hook. And now niggas saying that's enough to get your fucking shit shot up with a fucking AK-47. I don't want to hear that shit. No niggas. Okay?
And I agree.
Period.
I agree with that. You know what I'm saying? I agree
know
with
saying?
That.
So I don't get the you know what I'm saying? I understand that gang shit is real. You feel me? And niggas don't play when it comes to they some of them really, really into it and they die about that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I had a whole bunch of people just saying, yeah, he deserves whatever he get. He brought it on himself. I mean, like, he made a song and he mentioned that guy's name. But, I mean, you know, I could say if he said, fuck Larry Hoover, and I'm like, oh, you said fuck the leader of a gang, nigga? Like, are you crazy? You know what I'm saying? But it's not what he did.
Yeah.
But who knows about what went on behind the scenes with the money, what was promised. You know, we've heard both sides, him say, Tim talk about that and talk about it. I don't even know what's going on with that. But the point is, when people say, and my thing is, I'm an artist, man, and I love hip hop. You feel me? I came from the streets. I left the shit. I don't want to fuck with the streets no more because the streets are treacherous, and I love my shorties, and I'm trying to be here for my jits. You feel me? So
I got more love
for hip hop than I do the streets. Period. Point blank.
That's how you supposed to be rapping.
I love hip hop music more than I love the trap. fuck the trap, give me hip hop if I got to take a choice.
Yeah, and I came from that shit,
and niggas can't fact check me because I'm from a small ass town where if I made anything up or anything I set up, I would have been got checked on it from fucking Twitter to this show. No one never checks me because everything I say is authentic and I'm a real nigga and I came from what I came from, and
exactly,
it is what it is.
Exactly.
You feel me?
Exactly.
So. I don't even feel the need to rap about it because I already know what it is with me. I already know what I'm going to do if a nigga put their hands on me. I already know what I did in my days when I was in the game. You feel me? So I don't have to
really talk about it all the time.
I just rap about it every blue moon just to let niggas remind niggas every now and again in my verses. But the point
is... And like I said, that's how the hood, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how the hood really is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, and this is what I mean about rappers that, you know what I'm saying? Like, they think it's cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I got the chopper in the car and this, that, and the third, you know what I'm saying? But you getting shot at, you ain't shooting. I saw somebody on Twitter, is like, you know, like, yo, where was the chopper? Thought you had the chopper in the car. They listening to your lyrics. You know what I'm saying? You know, meanwhile, you crashing your ass in the building. You run into a damn building trying to get away. The chopper wasn't in there, see?
Well, first of all, if you, you want to say that point? Let's think logically and realistically about it, okay? Let's say you do got a chopper. It ain't in the motherfucking front seat. It ain't in the motherfucking back seat with you. If you got a motherfucking AK-47 and you really is strapped up, because I know niggas who really ride around with their choppers, the bitches ain't on the front seat with them. It ain't even on the back seat. That motherfucker in the trunk. They may have a pistol in the car, but if they really need the artillery, you know what I'm saying? If nigga got to ride around with a chopper on the front seat, nigga, he going to war. He already know it's going down when he step out the house. Niggas ain't around with it. So niggas say he should have bust back. Why you ain't bust back? I was joking when I said it earlier because it was funny because he said the song. But at the end of the day, nigga, I know, nigga, unless you really expecting beef and you really expect for a nigga coming to murder you today, you're not running around with the chopper on the front. You're going to have that motherfucker in the trunk and you got the pistol in the front or whatever. But that's just real life shit, right?
True indeed. But just like I was saying, you know what I mean? The reality is that's not what, you know what I'm saying, hip hop is about. They have the right to write about whatever they want to write about. You feel me? Every artist have the right to write about what he want to write about. You know what I'm saying? But when you constantly speak on one thing, you know what I'm saying, like, this is what it is. It stops and ends here. You know what I'm saying? It stops and ends with the trap. Then, you know what I mean? Then that's what you're going to have to deal with. You know what I'm saying? Like, the trap going to see you. You know what I'm saying? You know, don't talk about the trap, you know what I'm saying, unless you're ready to die in the trap. You know what I'm saying? Don't let everything you say be about the trap unless you're ready to die in the trap. You know what I'm saying? Because the trap going to see you. The trap going to see you. And they're going to test that. They're going to test that mouth.
I'm still not feeling Cat saying... I just got a little perturbed from what I was seeing where it was people was insinuating almost like damn they missed him like you wanted him to get hit like you wanted
because
this
look at what the party. Guy look at what the guy says man let me you know you saw the video you saw the video of what he said right
music I've heard all this nigga music I'm from Florida every time I go home nigga riding around my cousin nigga who the fuck you think these niggas are playing in the car and shit I've heard music than a lot of niggas who ain't even from the South or even from that state. So it's not this is an artist whose music I haven't heard. I basically heard
His skills. You can't deny the skills. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you can't deny the skills, man. Ross got, you know what I'm saying? Ross can spit. You can't deny it. You know what I'm saying? Like, in his music, he picks the, you know, he picks good tracks. His music is hot. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, I can't deny that. But at the same time, like I said,
He has big records that have been gangster, but it's, at the end of the day, I know for a fact that he doesn't just rap about that only. You said don't rap about that only. He doesn't. He doesn't just rap about that only. That's the point. But you know what I'm saying? I'm not defending Rick Ross. I'm not a Rick Ross fanatic like that. Like, I like his music, and I respect his grind and his music. But I'm not, like, one of the people who ride around listening to Rick Ross to the point where I'm finna just defend him.
I'm just saying, listen to what he says. Okay, let me give you an example.
A dead rapper murdered by gunfire. I don't want to see
exactly.
That.
Exactly. Me either. But listen, okay, let me give you an example. Real quick, Blizz. Okay, hey. what about the situation? Okay, he's got some differences already with the GD. You know what I'm saying? But then he's on the radio station, he's like, man, I'm up. I ain't no problems. I was up in Chicago on stage with a mink.
with my mink on, $40,000 mink on stage. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I ain't got no problems with Chicago. Like Ross, you take us for a cool. You mean you trying to say you was walking the streets of Chicago? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You on stage, dog. Who gonna shoot you? Who gonna take out an AK and shoot you on stage?
He's a rapper. He's not a drug dealer for real. His real name is not Rick Ross. He really didn't, you know, he's not, he's a fictitious, he's a rapper who took the name of someone and made a fictitious
monster. That's why he having these problems, period. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm trying to go with. That's why he having his problems, and that's why people don't feel sorry for him.
He's not the only person that done it. He's so many niggas that do it. Why the fuck does everybody, why do people want him dead? You know how many rap niggas lying? Man, come on, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? These motherfucking niggas lying. They ain't never touched a motherfucking brick. Nigga wouldn't know what the fuck, how the fuck to even drop a four-way in that motherfucker and make that bitch come back right now if you gave it to this nigga. But he's straight talking about, you know how many motherfuckers do it?
That's what I mean.
No one's talking about these niggas should be killed.
Yeah, I agree. But see, he got beef. You know, it's not just about him saying Larry Hoover. If you look through it, it's not just about him saying Larry Hoover. It was some type of money. It's some type of money mix up.
I know
he was supposed to pay them or something. You know what I mean?
But I'm not talking about
Pam
with Stingray. I'm not talking about. That's not even because I don't even know what happened. I'm talking about. I am not advocating, and I am not, and will not on this show or any other format. Advocate the murder of another top rapper.
No. No,
I'm not
you don't
want
to see nobody die. You shouldn't want to see nobody die.
That's
like
rapper.
You said, you know, death is something you don't wish death on nobody. Death is something you can't come back from.
Especially another rapper, bro. We got to go. I want that in the headlines again as a rapper, as a lover of hip hop, or as a black person, as a black man. I want us again to have another one of our top grossing people that's making money in a legitimate arena. I want him to become a murderer. I want him to become another victim of street murder, street violence. I want that to keep going on and on and on. Hip hop. That's what I want. No, I don't want that.
I agree. You know what I'm saying?
That's my point. Whether, you know, I don't know what's going on with him and the GDs or him and Jeezy or was it a robbery? I don't know. I'm just saying I don't want to see headlines and I don't enjoy another rapper being gunned down in the headline. Period.
I agree. But you know
that's
what? Like I said, rappers have to start being responsible, man. You know what I'm saying? They gotta let their music speak for what they really believe in. You know what I'm saying? Not fake ass, you know what I'm saying, you know, wannabe thug shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the show.
If we're gonna go at him, can we go at everybody else who's talking about all this motherfucking money they don't got?
You know, look at T.I. T.I.'s had his troubles. You know what I'm saying? In and out of jail. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you keep on doing stuff, you know what I'm saying, you know, your ass is going to end up in jail. Or you're going to end up shot to head, you know what I'm saying, shot up. You know what I mean? Like, if you carry yourself in a certain way, you know what I'm saying, you're going to end up shot up. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's what you headed to. You know what I mean? Like, if that's what you, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a reality. You know what I'm saying? Because if this is what you're speaking and what you're talking about, it's going to become reality for you. You know what I'm saying? Look at Pac and all them. You know what I'm saying? You know, screaming murder to death. Want to see him murder to death. Let the shots, you know what I mean? Well, you know, look what happened.
That was tragic.
You know?
and that Pac was tragic, and Rick Ross getting shot would have been is equally tragic to me. That's just how I feel
about
it.
Yeah, I'm sure the people would still be, you know what I'm saying, like him. People like him more than not. You know what I'm saying? They buy his music. You know what I'm saying? You got to respect the guy's talent. You know, but it's changes that, you know what I'm saying? That's the only thing I'm saying. A lot of things are starting to happen to rappers. They people getting picked off. You can't keep talking this kind of mess, and you know what I'm saying, and not expect that, you know what I'm saying? Eventually, you're going to have to come out with your gun every day. If this is what you keep, you know what I'm saying, what you keep up, that's what you're going to have to do. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Okay. All right. Let me get back to the music. I got to play some music. All right, man. Thanks for calling into the show. But I know I wanted to engage. Of course, I'm gonna play a lot of music. And anybody else on the phone lines, they want to talk, make sure you press the number one. I got about 15 people just on the phone lines right now, just listening. If any of you guys want to engage in the conversation, I'm gonna play a couple songs. Make sure you press the number one on your keypad and let me know that you actually want to talk to me. I'll come back after one, two or three songs or whatever. If you guys press the number one, I'll So I'll play a couple songs. I'm gonna come back and I'll finish the discussion up. But I just wanted to talk about this particular thing because this is a talk slash indie music station. You feel me? And when one of the top grossing artists in the game get fucking shot at with an AK-47, whether it happened or didn't, and it makes the front page of the news and it's on CNN, yeah, we're gonna cover that. You're not rocking with the best of them. Welcome to the Subway.
You're so sick, yeah.
Chasing that cheese, I'm just rolling, controlling, always holding. Trump can get scooped on. Become an opposition, stuck and get scooped on. Came through the land, leaning like he was the man. With that Mattel paint plan, this nigga here playing. The number one plan is to leave him all brand. So I need a mirror finish, watch the drips when you spraying. I got the bull whip and believe I'm cracking it. Deluxe white guts that gleam immaculate. Yep. Threw a curveball in the bottom of the knife. Niggas went down looking, that pitch was a strike. Yikes. Baby, we just won here, flowing in the wind. If niggas can count, niggas know when she a 10. Never question amounts, just get it, we can spend. Then do it all again, that's the motto to the end. Got my time back, snap back, feeling the breeze. On the freeway to G-Way, shaking that cheese. I'm just rolling, controlling, always holding. Nigga never folding. I got my time back, snap back, searching for G's. Feel the sun rays, Sundays, mission complete. I'm still rolling, steady holding. We controlling, money always folding.
Yeah. At some point you gotta choose.
Attitude is greedy, cause I've been starving too long. My bad for the way that I feel. They change when a man get richer. Champagne with the ice in the limelight. One night feel better than my whole life. Take a teal pill, man, I feel good. No pain, no gain, I grind it. Shout out to all my haters. You are the ones that made me. Bad lane when I put the wood grain. I don't know her name, yeah, that's a damn shame. She cried when I say bye-bye. Tequila made me lie. She's strong when I see that dawn. She's sleeping, now I'm gone. I don't wanna leave her cause I know I gotta go. Sweet dreams gotta hit the road, baby. This life I live is crazy. Apologize and I promise to ride to that man in the mirror that's addicted to pride. Sweet dreams. Repeat that, no good. I'm in love with the wrong cause I feel good. Them dimes be on my diamonds. Attention on my rhyming. A million on my mind. Lost sight of everything I had before this road. Before the goal, before the dough. Gotta think back when I had this dream. Now I'm faced with music clean. Who am I to choose, who am I to lose? Had a lot of booze, I know I'm going left. I see her on my right. Waiting for my love every single night. Apologize and I promise to ride to that man in the mirror that's addicted to pride. Sweet dreams.
Wrong. He's the one who knows deep down in my soul. jacuzzi. Undercover loving, playing pussy while I'm gripping your booty. You feel me? Rub on my chest, a kiss on your back. Give you the story of my war wounds and all my tech. Later on, we can skate off and scoop up some food. Or you can cook up in the kitchen in your Jimmy Choo. Now that's a sight to see, and it's alright to be. Comfortable with your body, you shake just like a Bugatti. The word is, I play with more hearts than a surgeon. Ain't gon' lie, chickens be calling, but I'm with you though. Sit down on Nuvo, playing Uno, kicking like judo. I'm tuned in to the U show. Like a treatise weak. When it come to love a lingo, we don't let it leak. My lucky diamond, no wishing well. It's up to you what you wanna do. We can do it well, well.
We can lay back and relax to some R&B.
Relax well, we bumping that Maxwell.
You know what to say and what to do to take the stress away.
Kiss it away, pain alleviate.
There's nothing more I'd rather do to spend the whole night with you.
At the crack of dawn and we greet the morning yawning.
Jaws of life. Yeah. Miss Monica Monet. How you doing, man? I like to say Monizy. Candlelight, no elbows up on the table, man, it's right. Straying away from words like, hun, I, this is a special one. Your boy done cleaned up, she must be a special one. We moving on up like elevators in Jefferson's building. She feels him, say he is the chosen one. A little mini messiah. Got things in common, common in Hezekiah. Walk her to the door, I don't want her to go. Nah, trying to be hard and I don't want it to show. Nah, want to impress, really want it to flow. So I sit there with this single and said, it's me and Mo. Nika, listen, life.
Kisses, your sweetness, I never thought I'd find. Black dress. I'm looking so divine. Good life we're living. Better since I lay out.
go over there.
Knock, knock. Yeah, I hope you like it. Did you like it?
Yeah
I wrote it, and I quote it. Kinda spoke it when I wrote it.
Really?
Kinda knew we end up on sofas,
yeah.
Watching a little Oprah.
Uh-huh.
Repeats, of course, and I can teach you if you wanna learn.
Yeah.
If you wanna make the mic burn like a urn.
Mm-hmm.
And you have too long, yeah, to come along.
Yeah.
We can live long, George Burns. When it's
that's
our
right.
turn, we go home. Hold up.
That's right.
Yep. What's happening, man? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Willizard, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show, man. I really appreciate it. You know, I got a couple people on the phone lines. I guess somebody wants to talk to me about that. But maybe you want to talk about this. All right.
Yeah!
Cat fight. So, Chris Brown, Frank Ocean. Really, man? I mean, this is the thing with this. I don't understand why the fuck are these rich. Okay, let me separate this. Let me stop. I don't understand why that rich nigga. Cause that one like boys, but that rich nigga who can get all the fucking pussy he want in the world and got all this damn money is consistently got problems and beef. This nigga really must have some real life anger issues or some. He is he an I don't know. Conflict. You know what I mean? All I know is what I see in the news, and I don't believe shit in the news. Most of the time. I do believe Rick Ross got shot at. But that's not even the point. Well, I don't understand why is Chris Brown always having some sort of physical problem? If I, you know, everybody's, you know, some people are just, you know, naturally hot-blooded. What they call them, hot-blooded? I don't know. But you've already got into a fight with Drake. You done beat Rihanna up. I don't see how it serves you to get into... And I wasn't there. So some shit you ain't even gonna take. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes motherfuckers try you, man. You just gotta, hey. You know what I mean? What? You ain't feeling nobody. I'm not feeling nobody try me, man. I would try to be cool or whatever, but it's certain things you just not finna fucking do to me. So maybe he was pushed. But I don't know. Anyway, Chris Brown, Frank Ocean, got the fight. And while I'm on Frank Ocean, again, here's I have another conundrum where artistically, cool, great music, dope. But this is another fictitious facade that we all of a sudden we just gonna act like that didn't happen. We wanna crucify one rapper for talking about being a gang, he's not, but then we let the other motherfucker who rapping making songs and like talking to a woman but he talking to a fucking boy. Or man. Oh, that's okay. Oh, we don't care about that. We don't let that ride. Whole album sounds like he's talking about women, but he's obviously open. He's gay. And but we's okay. We're gonna support the music anyway, even though he's not talking about sleeping with men on the music, but he sleeps with men. But that's okay. But the rapper can't say shit about being a gangster. He gonna get a chopper. So that's where we're at with hip-hop and R&B and urban music in 2013. I don't know what to make of it. What? I don't know what to make of it, man. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, so Chris Brown and this guy got into a fight. I don't know. I want to see the fight. Like, really? All the motherfuckers around there, nobody even pointing the camera phone, nigga? Yo, somebody got that shit on camera. They've been told by that camp not to release it because the motherfucker who got it on camera probably was the one who instigated it and don't want to catch the charge. But nigga, it's 2013. It's the era of world star. A bitch, as soon as the motherfucker act like they finna goddamn buck, I pull my camera out. Nigga, I can be in Walmart. I can be at the gas station. If I see two motherfuckers raising their motherfucking voice, nigga, I'm like, shit, world star, bam. Out with the phone. I got him on deck. Don't get into a fight around me. If you get into a motherfucking fight in 2013, nigga, fight for your life, nigga. Because if you get your ass knocked the fuck out, you will be on World Star. Especially in the hood. Don't no fight in the hood gonna want to take now. All that shit gonna be on the hood. Your titties pop out, bitch. Yeah. We're gonna see all that. This was going down. So I don't know why I ain't seen the fight yet. Y'all gonna make me, y'all gonna make me go to World Star to see the fight? Y'all ain't gonna go, I can't get into my email like I get everything else in the email now? I get everything in the email now through the K100 email. I'm on everybody's list. So I be seeing all this shit. I ain't seen the fight. I wanna see the fight. I wanna see who won. Did he get beat up by the gay dude? Remember, man, you know, growing up in the hood, you know what I'm saying, the gay dudes always could fucking thump because they always got fucked with because they was gay. So they could always thump, right? Y'all know I ain't lying. Lock dog, can't the punks fight, man? The punks always know how to thump, don't they, homie? Because they always getting fucked with.
The nigga still a man?
I done seen niggas get beat the fuck up by punks, man. Beat up, like, embarrassingly beat the fuck up, fucking with them. Like, you think because this nigga got issues with his sexuality that he won't whoop your motherfucking ass? You know what I'm saying? Half these niggas done been went to jail and shit. You know what I'm saying? Had to fight for their motherfucking life and shit in that motherfucker. You think these niggas can't talk? I wonder if Chris Brown got his ass beat, man. What you think, man? Who you think won the fight, Locked Off?
I don't know, man. Do a hard beat motherfucker, you know what I mean? I don't know, man. I can't say, man, because he ain't got no, you know what I'm saying, he ain't even written that he whooped Drake ass.
He the dumbass, hold on, this one, I never understood, why he gonna be the dumbass that flash his big ass gashed up chin, showing his war wound and shit. Like, nigga, you don't supposed to let a motherfucker see you get, see you get touched, period, nigga. You a superstar. Maybe you did get cut, nigga. You don't worry about the Neosporin. I'll be back. I have a photo op in 7 days with a little Neosporin on it, nigga. Ain't nobody touch me. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody touch me, nigga. I don't know, man, but I don't know. They say they really didn't, with the Chris Brown shit, you know, the reports came out, they really didn't get a chance to one-on-one thump too long before motherfuckers intervened, and that's when the melee broke out. So it was like nobody won, because by the time they really got any good, you know, jabs or whatever, and the security started thumping and shit just went completely bananas in there. And all of a sudden, Tony Parker fucked up from San Antonio Spurs. Nigga, you was a millionaire ball player, nigga. You ain't got that motherfucker since the fall back when balls started flying. You doing, how'd you get hit, nigga? How'd you get hit? Nigga, you rich. Step the fuck back. That shit ain't got nothing to do with you. Fuck is wrong with this nigga? Anyway. I didn't understand that part about that story either. Anyway, man, I just wanted to get your opinion. Give me a request. What you want to hear, man? What you want to hear? I'm taking a Locked Dog request. Whatever Locked Dog want to hear, what you want me to run, homie?
I want you to run, you know what I'm saying? Man, run that Aquafina flow, man. You know I want to hear me, man.
All right. I'm going to do that for you. I ain't played it in a minute. So, I'm going to run with the homie's joint, Aquafina flow. This joined by Locked Dog. 347-934-0966. That's the number dialed to the show, man. 347-934-0966. I got some news. I got some good news that I can't tell y'all about yet. I can't believe I can't tell people about the good news. I can't believe I got such great news and can't even tell motherfuckers. But when I can tell motherfuckers, when I can, y'all gonna want to hear it. All right? Y'all gonna want to keep paying attention to that Chainless Entertainment page and that Opportunities for Artists link. All right, that's all I'm going to say, because that's where I'm going to put that. I'm going to mention it over here. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how I do. I'm going to put all my peoples up on game. But when I'm able to really talk about it, I'm going to put it over there at chainlessentertainment.com up under the Opportunities for Artists tabs. All right? And that's how it's going down. 347-934-0966. I still got like 9 motherfuckers on the phone lines right now. Like 9 people just chilling. They don't want to say shit. Question number one. You're not rocking with the best of them. Welcome to the Subway.
Mud Hole Radio, live, FM 360, East West Pride.
Aquafina, let Aquafina flow. When she got the wet, wet, this is a freak show. She got the good sex, she got the hella glow. I like to beat it up, this is a freak show. She got that Aquafina, let Aquafina flow. When she got the wet, wet, this is a freak show. She got the good sex, she got the hella glow. She got that Aquafina, let Aquafina flow.
Under a full moon, I watch her eyes glisten. Your body looking so good, made me wanna kiss you. Rub my fingers through your hair with a slow, slow stroke. Caressing inside of your womb with a deep stroke. I lay my mind hang down with authority. My dick so good that I had you committing forgery. You're right, man, check, just to be the boy. Cause I make it come faster than any sex toy. Top it off with two blunts of perfect patron. I beat it up mofo, your boy in a zone. Flow game tight, it can't get no better. She got the Aquafina flow, but I'm mouth wetter. I love fucking with her, she built my ego up. Soon as I stick my dick in that pussy, she starts to set. Now that's a good feeling, she's getting 3-1. So when I'm finished with her, my job is well done.
She got that Aquafina, that Aquafina flow. She got the wet, wet, this is a freak show. She got that good sex, she got that hella glow. I like to beat it up. She got that Aquafina, that Aquafina flow. She got the wet, wet, this is a freak show. She got that good sex, she got that hella glow. She got that Aquafina, that Aquafina flow.
She bought her knife weapon, come home on the radio. She wears something different for a nigga head. Smells so good, it made my dick jump. The way she rubbed me across my chest, it made my dick jump. She like it when I hit it from the back real rough. I see my buzzing, baby, this bitch real tough. She tell me don't nobody get into her like I do. That's when I feel her toe with rose petals, white and blue. Say I date her with a little bit of 12 play. Follow every step, just like R. Kelly say. Now that's a freak, man, I like to eat it up. I love the bottom cherries, just like a fruit cup. But see my Georgia peach sweeter than a dollar rasher. I love to see her in the pole, see my dad that down. She keep me on my grown man like I'm supposed to be. And she stay on a grown woman like she's supposed to be.
She got that Aquafina flow. She got the wet, wet, this is a freak show. She got that good sex, she got that hella glow. I like to beat it up, this is a freak show. She got that Aquafina, that Aquafina flow. She got that wet, wet, this is a freak show. She got that good sex, she got that hella glow. She got that Aquafina, that Aquafina flow.
Bottles, all the bad bitches with me.
young Damon, Mr. R&B. Hold on, what your name is? Excuse me, shawty, pardon me. Have you where the party be? When I leave the party, leave. Party at the party, at the party, at the Garden Suite.
Everywhere I go, I put it down.
We're back. 347-934-0966. Let me hit the phone lines real quick. Somebody said they want to holler at your boy. 770. Let's see what this is. They've been hanging on for a minute, though. I was wondering if anybody down in that bottom half of the screen was going to press the number one. 770-489. What up, though? Who this?
This is Tito, man. Tito Sawagan.
What's going on, homie? What's popping with man, you?
Dude, just calling to check in. I've been listening for a while. That's
for sure. You enjoying the show?
Yeah, yeah, that whole Rick Ross thing, wild, man. Cause to me, personally, I feel like whatever you put out in the universe, you get back. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's right or wrong, you feel me? You put good vibes out there, you get good vibes back.
Mm-hmm.
You put that bullshit out there, you got to be looking for that bullshit. Cause
so you think? So you think that by him make music about what he makes music about, he somehow brung this on himself. You think about his music?
Yeah, I think personally, you know, because if he was Rick Ross, that was a nigga hanging on the curb doing the same shit, nobody would give a fuck, because you all over TV. It's got jealousy. Everything is tied up into this, man. People, when they see somebody get a little money or anything, niggas just go to hate for any reason. And that, on top of the fact you talking that gangster shit, oh, yeah. That'll make anybody want to shoot at you.
Same thing
was happening to Walker, remember?
And that's okay. That's okay.
Now, I'm not saying it's okay. What I'm saying is, at some point in the game, they going to have to accept responsibility for what they put out there. You can't be talking GG, you a G and all this, and then when the shit go down, now it's like, well, I don't know what's going on.
Well, we haven't heard anything from him, so
I ain't saying he said nothing, but, you know, like...
He was defying with the last situation, you know, with the ending of the tour. He got on YouTube, and you know what I'm saying? I'm in my chinchilla. I'm in my chinchilla, niggas.
Well, to me, it seemed like he going to do like Pac. You just going to play it out to the end, huh? Until they shut your casket. You just going to play it out to the end. Like, you ain't going to just be like, hold up, let me realize the life.
That's what you want him. That's what you want him to do. You hold on. That's what you want him to stop. And then, not to mention the fact that his whole mantra and his whole label and everything is off.
No.
But you want to stop what he's doing and do what? Make what now?
I ain't saying make no type of music. I'm talking about pump your brakes and might need to think a little bit, because I see this shit playing out only one way, man.
Mm-hmm.
Only one way, and that's just a matter of time. The way he going, and because he going to come back and he gonna say some old gangster-fied shit like they ain't touching me and all, blah, blah, blah. And like I said, you know, I ain't a biblical person, but, you know, the Bible say you reap what you sow. And at the end of the day, I don't want to see nobody get killed, you know what I mean? But I could tell when a man headed towards a goddamn dead-end street driving 100 miles an hour.
And that's what you feel like he's at. So you feel like he's going to end in death for Rick Ross. That's what
I don't want to speak it on nobody, but like I said, the signs is all there, especially depending on how he play this situation, because they're going to have an interview from him within the next couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And if he keep on with that, you know, these niggas ain't touching me, blah, 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 man, come on. They gunning for you. I don't know why they gunning for you. Other than your music, you know what I'm saying? It might be some shit behind the scenes that none of us know about, but...
I'm almost positive it's... Listen, man, I'm willing to bet you any amount of money that whoever's shooting at him...
Mm-hmm.
If whoever's shooting at this guy, it can't be about what he's... a rap lyric. Like,
right.
Hopefully, homie. Like, I know, I mean, niggas might get feel a type of way about some shit, you know what I'm saying? But really, dog, if you're really risking your freedom and trying to catch a body charge over lyrics, homie, like, seriously, dog. But it's something that maybe stemmed from that, and
right. It
escalated. But I just, I'm telling you, man, I'm not. There is no scenario that can make me say it's all right for him to be killed just based solely on what he said in the song. I don't care what name he said. I don't give a fuck, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. I'm with you on that.
It had to be. Now, if it's the fact that he owed people money and shit was guaranteed and niggas ain't paying and niggas like, nigga, you gonna pay us or we gonna fucking kill you, well, then it's about the money. It's not about the song. It's about the money. And money is the number one reason the motherfucker die in the world. It's always mostly about money, outside of natural causes. You know what I'm saying? Outside of natural causes, motherfucker die before they time, nigga. Money gonna be an equation more times than not. So, again, if it's about the money, you know, motherfuckers get money, but I just cannot and will not advocate the death of an artist over what he said in the record.
No, I definitely don't say that, because, I mean, hell, if that was the case, if it was,
I mean, you know, because I feel like what Pac said and hit him up was if you're going to kill a motherfucker over word, that's why I fucked your wife. Okay, maybe. I can see a nigga want to fucking shoot you after you told the whole world I fucked your wife.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying?
He said a lot more shit in there.
Yeah, you know, after you said, though, you know what I'm saying? I see you, nigga, I'm a fucking, but you know what I mean? Like, Pac went in. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
he did that.
That is a song. The lyrics in that was so personal and pointed and directed to where I could see a motherfucker wanting to kill you over that particular record, even though I still say, nigga, if it's on a record, nigga, do what you do and come back and make a better record and shut him down because he came at you on the record. So, nigga, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, come back on the record. You a real artist and come back harder. But
you know
today's era,
they didn't grow up like hip-hop battles. It's more like the streets got intertwined, so now it's different. Nobody just wants to battle on record.
That's why Pac got killed. But he didn't. But see, the thing is, no one knows if Pac got killed over that song. Like, it's, you know
true.
What I'm saying? It's
true.
The thing is, when if Ross do get killed, guess what it's going to be? Another unsolved murder. Another rich-ass black man who was getting some legal money, who said some shit the wrong way, another motherfucking black man killed him. Because I guarantee you, nigga, whoever killed him won't be white. Now, I can bet everything I got, which ain't a lot, but it's enough.
True.
You know what I'm saying? It's enough to make a nigga want to take that bet. But I bet you everything I got, nigga, it won't be a motherfucking white boy that killed him.
Nah, I can pretty much bet that.
By another black man. Guaranteed, stamp that shit 100. It's going to be another black
man. True.
Another black man killing another black man. When you take everything away, another black man murders another black man.
Which, you know, that's the grand design anyway.
So who winning? We ain't.
Oh, hell no, we ain't winning. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But we can't, it's almost like we can't see the puppet master. All we see is the other puppets, not realizing it's a puppet master. Behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's not even, it ain't almost like, we can't. It's a select few people who can actually sit back and understand and realize in life, in everything in life. Now, this is a conversation for another show.
Right, right.
But we know people, you know what I'm saying, whose third eye, you know what I'm saying, some of us don't even possess a third eye. Some of us, you know what I'm saying, got a little cataract in it. Some of us got third eye. You know what I'm saying? We see what's going on. I see. As far as it goes with hip hop, my third eye is very, very, very much got great vision, and I can see why certain songs are being promoted by people who don't even got shit to do with Molly's gold.
Oh man, how did I know you was finna say that shit?
I see why motherfuckers push music and let certain music get on the airwaves who don't give a fuck about niggas at all. Period.
True.
That's all. I open my third eye is I know exactly why certain songs make the radio and certain songs don't. And Nick can talk with the motherfucking deaf about niggas all about what's hot, niggas all about what these bitches want, niggas all about what's relevant, niggas shit. Fuck, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Now, I can go all the way there with a nigga and tell a nigga, nigga, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit you saying, nigga. It's the motherfucker way, 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 way up there that understands how powerful and like Stingray said earlier, the science behind radio and programming and repetition to human beings to understand that motherfucking black people could rule the world, but we found a way, a tool, a mechanism that they love so motherfucking much that they can't resist, and we're going to feed them what we want them to be and what we want them to, and how we want them to act via that channel, and these niggas going to goddamn say, that's all they're going to say is, that's called keeping it real.
Wow.
So now I could go there, but I'm talking over niggas' heads.
Hey, that's a conversation we have to have for real.
You know, I can't do it with niggas tonight, because now, if I say something like that, man, I get called a hater. You know what I mean? I say I'm on a record or whatever, and shit is trash, whatever. And I can't even say that without being called a hater. Don't let me actually say what. Don't let me go all the way there. And then I'm gonna be a hater, and then I'm gonna be a crazy person, and then I'm gonna be a conspiracy theorist, and a whole bunch of other shit that I just, you know what, ain't got time for. Do you, nigga? Good luck. So, back to the music.
All right,
homie, stand by.
Yeah.
347-934-0966. That's the number dial to the show. 347-934-0966. Shout out to the people who call. Shout out to the people who are on the phone line who just listening. At least you can do is tweet me or some shit or Facebook me and say, man, I was tuning in. I just didn't want to say shit. It's rough out here, man. A lot of niggas doing bad. It's why the negative music is winning, because niggas is feeling negative vibes. Niggas living in a negative world. They ain't got nothing. They want to take yours. They don't want to work for it. They want to get quick money. It's all crazy, man. Welcome to the subway.
Cannon. Shot my niggas locked down in federal penitentiary. Shot to Jarvis. Kip Kentonio. Big Pat, what up? Shot to Cuzzo.
Cannon.
Cannon. Wayne Perry, what up? Polo, hold your head. Shot to Timex.
Look,
we're here,
look,
let's go.
Look, Cannon. The only thing I own is up in boxes, and them trash bags got my socks and my boxes in them. My tank top, sweatpants, shirts, and denim. It's a lot, but I'ma try to fit them in your whole closet. And off tops, I appreciate it. Staying at your spot, and I can't help you with the rent, cause I ain't got it. But I'ma try to clean the kitchen and shit, so I won't hear nobody say you ain't contributing shit. And ever since I can't remember, I remember living like this since we was kids, back and forth to different residences. But don't get it twisted, it ain't my mother's fault. We had to bounce around, cause every time my father drank, him and my mother fought. So we house to house, couch to couch, shelter to shelter, while mama trying to get herself together. Now I'm trying to get myself together. I ain't gonna need your help forever. I don't like sleeping on leather, I just need to stack some cheddar. But till then, hey listen dog, paper tight right now. But I ain't even got no place to lay down. On my homeboy couch, slept and sleep out on the couch for right now. I try to help out when the bills come round. On my homeboy couch, I'ma get back on my feet somehow. Might be some months, maybe some weeks from now. I'm on my homeboy couch, can't even sleep, yo, shit deep right now. I say a prayer right before I lay down. On my homeboy couch, man, I ain't trying to inconvenience nobody. That's why I stay gone, wake up and take a shower in the mountain. Even if I ain't got shit to do, I'm riding through apartments, saying that's where I be living. Soon, damn, I can't even bring no bitches through. They don't want to take their clothes off, scared somebody gonna walk up in the living room. But I ain't tripping, Joe, it ain't gonna be like this forever. The quicker that I get my shit together, then the quicker I be dipping to my own shit. And nigga, it's whatever if you need a couch to call home. Shit, we all been there. Dedicate this to all my dogs that's been there when there wasn't nowhere else to go.
Hey, dog, you know you can sleep here.
I appreciate it, Joe. I'm fucked up, dog. I don't know what's happening. I just been having tough luck, dog. But I'ma get it back again, man. It too shall pass. I'm laying down trying to think up a plan on my homeboy couch.
Hey, listen, dog. Paper tight right now. But I ain't even got no place to lay down. On my homeboy couch, slept and sleep out on the couch for right now. I try to help out when the bills come round. On my homeboy couch, I'ma get back on my feet somehow. Might be some months, maybe some weeks from now. I'm on my homeboy couch, can't even sleep, yo, shit deep
right now. I say a prayer right before I lay down. On my homeboy, go waking up and folding this blanket up. Unfamiliar faces sitting out, and I gotta say what's up. Since the nigga sleeping on the couch, they ain't got no place to sit. So I gotta get up off the couch to make some space for them. If this was my house, they wouldn't be here. But this ain't my house, and this ain't my couch. I don't control it, I just sleep here. Dreaming about my king size bed, just up in storage. Waiting for the day I can afford to go get all of my belongings and put them back where they belong in my apartment. We starting to irritate each other, beefing over tall shit. Cause he need his face like I need mine. Getting tired of seeing each other faces all of the time. Need a little more time so I can finish my mission. That's my nigga, my intention ain't to risk our friendship. And finally, I got the keys to my own front door. Come to the stores with me, dog, and help me move off your couch, homeboy.
Hey, listen, dog, paper tight right now. But I ain't even got no place to lay down. On my homeboy's couch, just let me sleep out on the couch for right now. I try to help out when the bills come round. On my homeboy's couch, I'ma get back on my feet somehow. Might be some months, maybe some weeks from now. I'm on my homeboy's couch, can't even sleep, yo, shit deep right now. I say a prayer right before I lay down. On my homeboy's couch.
Hey, listen, dog, money tight right now.
When I was young, a minister prophesied over my life, and he said, you had the drum beat of the Lord, you should get back to the drums. I don't know what the future holds for me, but I'm the prodigal son, and I have returned. My drum beat.
Flow of the pain, I was forged in this pain. The blacksmith makes wars that I swing. Over exposure, these hoes getting over for acting ratchet and insane. This is my altar call. Place your mistakes in my collection plate and just wait to fall. The nemesis to Genesis. Cause niggas big bang just to get a big name change for y'all. We pay the black Jesus for green money like them white folks need us. That's half backwards. Some people that can see, they can lead us to tell you to vote for the life of a fetus. That's why I think I'm losing my religion. Get in the pork chop strapped with a suicide bomb. That's a vision, nothing you missing. In the club Saturday and Sunday, it's back to a question.
Lord have mercy on my soul. I pray that the fake get exposed. I've been crucified cause I ride for the real. Say I need church cause I burst what I feel. Do you want to heaven or a hell? If you would say I can't tell. Well, it's been prophesied that I'm a blessed these feet, but I'm still mixed in with the streets. Excuse me, Pastor Jomo, but can I get an amen? I hate homos, Chick-fil-A man. Maybe my pulpit is full of bullshit. With enough promo, I can still get paid. Hey man, stay with a keen eye. The hood's still fucked up when I swing by. Fail, look at all these jails. I want you to feel these words like Braille, nigga. Booker, Eli, we're still taxing. And we keep more drama than the Jacksons. But who's laughing? 50 grand stuffed in the mattress. Sound kinda sweet to the streets, go dry like a cactus. Son of a preacher, I'm my blood and my veins, I'm a teacher. Let me free your mind. I can turn this water into wine, resurrect my grind through the speakers. Lord, have mercy on my soul. I pray that the fake get exposed. I've been crucified cause I ride for the real. Say I need church cause I burst what I feel. Do you want a heaven or a hell? If you would say I can't tell. Well, it's been prophesied that I'm a blessed DP, but I'm still mixed in with the streets. When these kids can't tell you who elected, but they can tell you the price of a necklace. It's fast reckless. Genocide of our own damn kind. You should cry when I stress this. Exodus, headed for the promised land. Going through the wilderness without a plan. Moses, I will expose this and hope we can focus again. Cause they know not what they do. I sacrifice their time for the truth. Prophecy, this is real life, not monopoly. That's a real jail cell, real life, king. Cain and Abel, Sodom and Gomorrah. I think America saves the aura. Adam and Steve like rich of a poorer. Mark of the beast, new world. Lord, have mercy on my soul. I pray that the fake get exposed. I've been crucified cause I ride for the real. Say I need church cause I burst what I feel. Do you want a heaven or a hell? If you would say I can't tell. Well, it's been prophesied that I'm a blessed DP, but I'm still mixed in with the streets.
There's gonna be some things that come to pass in your life. There's gonna be some things that come to pass that's gonna make you wanna fight. But you in control of your life.
Somebody else said they wanna holler at your dog, man. 347-934-0966. We only got about 10 minutes left in the broadcast. What I played tonight. Let's see here. I paid go back to the bottom. Well, I told y'all when I played the other artist, so I played Naja, Chill, Naja with Chill. I played, Miko with Drop It Low, Savoria, Bitch in the Bill, Paris LaDun with No Strings, Next Tail Nails, Table Full of White, I played 12 featuring Zay Falls, Like Magic, Amon, Cruise Control, Elu with Heartache. I played Jaws of Life with Teach Me, Cue the Singer, Life for the Party, Lock Dog, Awkwafina. I played Trey with Homeboy's Couch. And right, the last one I just played was me, yours truly, Blizzin' with Prophecy. Shouts out to the artist. Let me see you on the phone line. 850-319. What up, though?
What's up? What's up?
What's going on with you? What up?
Not much, not much. I just kicked back listening to the cut. I'm one of them nine that was on the phone all the time. I wasn't saying nothing. So
it was
a
whole bunch of them. I had about 20 people on the phone lines up until about maybe about 9:45, 10 o'clock when I was going in, and then I started playing the music, and then they left. It's like they just wanted to hear what I had to say. Oh, snooping motherfucker. Like they ain't want to debate. You know me? I love a debate. I'm glad they didn't, because then I wouldn't end up, I'd end up going back and forth with them, and I wouldn't have played all the music I got a chance to play. What you got to say about the subject? You from Florida?
What? No, I just try to stay out of all that celebrity gossip because I ain't got a Maybach or a chopper. Man, I got a Ford Explorer and an ice pick. Fuck with me. I mean, I didn't listen to the music.
She like, man, she ain't a celebrity. She ain't got that shit, man. let me ask you something. Do you, as
all
a female,
in the same circle like that.
Out of hip-hop, R&B, which one you listen to the most?
Probably about a good mix. Hip hop mostly, but I like some R&B too. You know, gotta get in the mood and all that stuff.
So do you? Let me ask you this. I'm gonna ask you because you're the only female that actually talked about it. I guess females just don't really give a shit when niggas get shot at with choppers. First of all,
you know, if my boo, I'm gonna go run it. Oh, boo! But you know,
do you care about? Do you care about a rapper when it comes down to is what he's saying his real life, or do you just want to hear the music? Which one do you care if a rapper ain't a real hood nigga or whatever, or do you just care about what the fucking song? Can you shake your ass to the shit in the club? Which one do you honestly care about as a person who listens to hip hop?
A chick for the most part. I do like a good beat, but I listen to the words of songs. So you know, if you're not coming with truth, I'm going to turn it off. If it's some whack garbage, I'm going to turn it off. I don't just listen to it just for the beat. I'm not just trying to shake my ass. I'm trying to, like, get a message from some music. Music should be, like, all-encompassing. It should be a good beat, and it should be lyrically versed. And if what you're bringing in your message is not correct, which is fallacy, is false, is not the truth, then I'm not going to listen to it. I think that, you know, rappers, anybody, if you're singing about something, then you should have lived through that. You should have experienced that. You should be telling a story through your music.
So, okay, well, then, since you said that, then, how do you feel about, I asked you about Frank Ocean. How do you feel about a guy who's now openly gay? I mean, can you listen to his music now, knowing that he's a man talking about, singing love shit about another man? Do you care? When it comes to an artist like that, he's gay now. He's came out. He said, you know, I'm gay. I like men. So when you listen to a Frank Ocean song, you got to keep in mind that he's talking about doing this stuff to another guy, or maybe he's talking about doing it to a woman. Because what's confusing about
his, he hadn't came out yet when he made that though. I mean, maybe he hadn't made up his mind which way he wanted to go.
But right now, if he drops another project right now, because this is the thing with the Frank Ocean situation. He knows, and he knows, unless he just goes straight LB, what is it, lesbian, gay, I forgot whatever the fuck, if he goes straight rainbow with it, I forgot that little acronym they call themselves.
I just call it greedy, that's what I call it.
If he goes straight that way and actually talks, because he makes R&B, everybody knows R&B is based on sex and relationships and shit. If he goes straight that way, right, like if he goes and says, I'm gonna keep my real life shit going on in the song, and he actually starts talking about sexual encounters with men or whatever, you feel me, he's going to pretty much lose a large portion of his straight fan base. Would you rather, or do you even, that's what I'm saying, like, I don't know, because I hear a lot of women say they love Frank Ocean, and I'm like, but it'd be the same motherfucking female, it's one female who's driving fucking nuts, and I'm almost to the point where I'm just going to say something on fucking Facebook to her, because she consistently says shit like,
It's not about this, whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's not about people are people, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? But if some shit, a nigga piss off, she quickly always say, these old faggot ass niggas, old punk ass niggas, and you know what I'm saying? It's just, okay, so on the one hand, you telling me you got no problem with Frank Ocean. You know, she always says something about Frank Ocean. You know, he's a great artist. What he doing, his private life, blah, blah, blah. But in the next minute, if a nigga does anything negative, you automatically associate him with a fag, gay ass nigga, punk ass nigga, whatever, which is downing him as if gay is horrible. You know what I'm saying? She just consistently does it.
R&B, though. R&B is a little bit different than rap because R&B is mostly, you know, they love songs. Let's just call it what it is. You know, everybody's singing about love and romance and all that. And when you're dealing with issues of love, you know, with the Rainbow Tribe and all that going on, it don't matter to them if it's a man and a woman and a woman, or a man and a man. Love is love when it comes to matters of the heart. So in that respect, to them, they could be being true in what they're saying.
But I don't know. Maybe I'm a heterosexual male, so
no.
There's no way you're going to catch a Frank Ocean CD in my car. And any one of my partners with a Frank Ocean CD in their car, I'm instantly looking at you a whole different way, Nick.
I'm just looking at it objectively.
No, there is no objectively. If you ride around with Frank Ocean in your car and you a nigga, automatic suspect. Period.
No.
I don't give a fuck who don't like that. I don't give a fuck who listening who don't like that. Nigga, if you riding around in your motherfucking car 2013, maybe in early 2012 when a nigga you ain't know and you just like...
Yeah, you ain't know yet. He ain't came out yet.
CD in your car, nigga, you got to ask the motherfucker what the fuck's wrong with you, nigga. You ain't even paying attention. Maybe we need to reevaluate this thing. That's all I'm saying. I know.
You're right.
But of course, my logo was a middle finger. So that's where we're at with that. Anyway, I'm not even asking about Rick Ross. I've talked about that enough tonight. You don't care.
But you want to give props? You just played two of my favorite songs.
Oh, really? Prophecy and Homeboy's Couch?
Exactly.
Oh, that's what's up. True. I love my people who listen all the time. So you gotta listen to this show.
Yeah, well, a certain song by request, so you know I got favorites.
What song you gonna request? You can't request nothing by Blizzard. I just played a song. I mean, what you wanna hear before we get out of here?
Oh, you already done played on some that I really like. So I ain't gonna request this time.
Okay.
I don't have anything particular in mind because I just had two of my favorites, so I can't ask for nothing else.
All right, then. Well, I'm going to run one more. We're going to get up out of here. All right?
All right.
All right. Again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, man. 347-934-0966. You know what? I ain't played my homie joint in a minute, and it's go hard. I'm going to play this, and then I'm going to get ready to get up out of here. You know, I love me some rap collabs. You know what I'm saying? When some underground artists do a song, I'm like, oh, that's an ill collab. It's good. But then the homie got a video. You can check this video out, and this is not a bullshit video. The homie kicked out him some bread to get his video right. Shouts out to my homie Wes Crave representing, you know what I'm saying, the home state. You know what I mean? He be in Atlanta all the time. But I fucks with the homie. But this joint right here, it's called Bleed the Block, all right? And it's featuring another underground artist from Alabama, Hustle Boy. And no, Hustle Boy's from here. Slim Gutter, who's from Alabama. Both of them artists in their own right. They got some bangers their own self. But I love when I see underground artists that's really out here grinding. And you know what I'm saying? Then you see them come together. Man, I'll be trying to tell cats, man. You know what I mean? I'll be trying to come together with cats. You know what I mean? And really just collaborate and do music with a lot of cats. Some cats don't. I don't know why they don't or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I think collaborations are important. So I always love to see when I see two cats who are really out here when they grind heavy. Come together and make a banger to me. And you can check this video out over there at chainlessentertainment.com. It's called Bleed the Block. It's Wes Crave's joint featuring Hustle Boy and Slim Gutter. I'm going to play this and I'm going to get ready to come back and ride out of here, man. You know you just rock with the best, man. Welcome to the Subway.
Nigga, I bleed the block. Nigga, I bleed the block. out here hustling up a budget. You should see how I bleed the block. Been laid low for 2 days, now I go and bleed the block. Black tea every day while a nigga bleed the block. Every second, every minute, every hour I'm bleed the block.
Bleed the block nonstop. 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 Bleed the block nonstop.
Now this is what I call sewing up the city. Grade A work, everybody fucking with me. I nigga pockets full, but my stomach empty. Money over everything, just to put it simply. I need to buy a mansion, I need to buy a boat. So in other words, I need to buy some more coke, and buy some more pounds, and buy some more pills. If you ain't grabbing no weight, I ain't serving no deals. And that's just how it go though, when you're breaking down a kilo. Told my girl to hit a cholo, cause we need some more trabajo. I need that light green, we just call it that gecko. Everything for sale, I'm stacking up a lot of pesos. Half these niggas and snitches, call them Jose Canseco's. I should start smacking niggas up and call it Mano. I'm playing with them blocks, I just call them Legos. And you ain't getting no real money, I call that Play-Doh.
I'm hustling up a budget, you should see how I bleed the block. Been lay low for 2 days, now I go and bleed the block. Black tea every day, while a nigga bleed the block. Every second, every minute, every hour, I'm bleed the block.
I bleed the block nonstop.
Yeah, I'm a real nigga. Real shit. Hustle mania, nigga. On the corner 24-8. That's why I don't play around. Everything on the up and up. You just gotta stay down. Pass around in my style. Glock talk right by my car. This hustle shit in my veins. We cut from a different cloth. I know that I'm living wrong, but I'm trying to live right. Deeper than a stone, just know this my real life. Fantasies are made, believe me, what you talk ain't phasing me. That shit you talk is makeup, I ain't talking Maybelline. Black on black head and soul, 10 toes down in the street. Gotta be low key, nigga, do you know me? OG, know me, since the jib been in this shit. Play the cards, I was dealt, which led to me selling bricks. Met Debo, see my first kilo, and the amigo, call him Chico. Now it's fuck you, just like I'm CeeLo.
Fuck everybody.
Yeah. And on that block, I was raised out. I get you, don't call one phone call.
I'm hustling up a budget, you should see how I bleed the block. Been laid low for 2 days, now I go and bleed the block. Black tea every day, while a nigga bleed the block. Every second, every minute, every hour, I'm bleed the block.
I'm bleed the block.
Got him!
Slim that is! What's happening, man? Let's show these niggas how we do this shit, man.
I bleed the block like I stabbed it. Got two bowls of the endo left. If you want a better, come grab it. Make the money, then stash it. Take it out of that plastic. All my work get fronted to me. I don't know nothing about no taxes. If you niggas try to credit something, I'ma stop it up, so don't ask me. I don't fuck with you fuck niggas. I'm trying to cop me a Aston Martin. Ain't no bargains. Everything hot over here. Niggas trying to get a deal, better go over there. Don't try over here. And I ain't worried about the robbers. Everybody got fight over here. A lot of scraps out in the trap house. Tell the raw nigga, you might die over here.
Okay.
We money hungry. Invest in small businesses. For the purpose of money laundering. I got all this money on me. I feel like did it with all this dirty money. I got these people shot by the way. I need the block. From Georgia to Florida, we set up shop.
I'm hustling up a budget, you should see how I bleed the block. Been laid low for 2 days, now I go and bleed the block. I'm black tea every day, while a nigga bleed the block. Every second, every minute, every hour, I'm bleed the block.
I'm watching you bleed the block nonstop.
Well, we're getting ready to get up out of here, man. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Of course, you know, you can catch us live Monday through Thursdays in between the hours of 8 and midnight. Sometimes it's 8 to 10. Sometimes it's 9 to 11. Somewhere up in there. But it is Monday through Thursday. please go check the website out, the main website, www.chainlessentertainment.com. That's C-H-A-I-N-L-E-S-S. Go check the website out. We got a lot of content over there. Rock with our blog. You feel me? You can connect with a lot of our affiliates, like Making the Magazine, Teal Cover with ATL Events. A lot of opportunities like open mics and stuff. The Time to Shine concert series that's coming up is listed over there. What else? Of course, Street Talk promos every weekly open mic. Shouts out to them. I went over there and judged that this past Friday. It was a good 30-something artists. We stayed through it. But it was a lot of good talent in there. Hopefully, some of those guys sent music in. Tomorrow is Illa Kill. Where the artists get a chance to get put into rotation over here on the subway. We play it live on the air. And if people are on the phone line, they kill it. Or they kill it. Pass the ear test of the listeners to get put onto the subway in rotation. All right, so that's tomorrow. All right, so all you people listening and wondering, when's the next Illa Kill? Because I didn't do one last week because we had a short week. It's going to be tomorrow, and we're going to be swamped with shit, and it's going to be crazy. So if you want to be on Illa Kill tomorrow, I highly suggest you call the lines early, because you know how it is. When I miss a week, I'm going to have 50 motherfuckers sending and stuff, and it's going to be 20 people on the phone line. So order the calls we received. One last caller before I log off. Who's this? Somebody from 803-210. What up? 803-210. Oh, I guess not. Maybe this was hollering at me. I may guess maybe they done. It don't matter. It's time for me to get up out of here, man. Anyway, follow me on Twitter at K100_radio. You can follow my personal Twitter at Blizzum. Man, appreciate you tuning into the show, man. Another episode of The Subway. Deuces.